بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، میڈم پریزیڈنٹ، آنریبل منسٹرز، ایکسیلنسیز، لیڈیز اینڈ جینٹل مین، اٹ از مائی پراؤڈ پریویلیج ٹو بی ان دا میڈسٹ آف سچ اے ڈسٹنگوش آڈینس۔ پاکستان اڈاپٹیڈ سسٹینیبل ڈیولپمنٹ گولز ان فیبرری 2016 تھرو اے یونانیمسلی پاسڈ پارلیمنٹری ریزولوشن ایز نیشنل گولز فار سسٹینیبل سوشل ڈیولپمنٹ of the nation, which reflects complete national ownership and commitment. Under the spearhead of Ministry of Planning, Development and Reforms, Pakistan Vision 2025 for development is completely assigned with SDGs. In line with the national vision and SDGs framework, Government of Pakistan developed National Health Vision 2016-25 as a strategic roadmap of prosperous and healthy Pakistan. The country marked enormous progress in terms of setting up strategic and institutional mechanism to achieve and monitor SDGs. These mechanisms include National SDGs Task Force of Parliamentarians, SDG cells of the federal and provincial level for cross-sectoral coordination. Madam President, our National Health Vision as key policy achievement after adoption of SDGs emphasizes improving the health of all Pakistanis, particularly women and children, by providing universal access to affordable, quality and essential health services. Our National Health Vision is an enabling framework to achieve unmet agenda of MDGs while addressing critical health challenges in Pakistan, including high rates of communicable diseases and non-communicable diseases, polio epidemic, maternal and child health issues, and malnutrition. Madam President, substantial efforts are being made in Pakistan to strengthen health system response and universal health coverage. In accordance with the vision of our Prime Minister, the largest ever health program in the history of the country was launched in December 2015 for provision of top quality health services to the poorest of the poor. The program being implemented in phases across the country so far, benefiting 1 million families. Under direction of the Prime Minister Mohammad Nawaz Sharif, the program will inshallah cover the entire country by 2018. In order to strengthen health systems capacity for health research data availability and monitoring or relevant research, health indicators need to be scaled up with the help of our partners. Pakistan Demographic Health Survey 2017-18 is being planned, integrating SDGs target and indicator for health. Madam President, Pakistan has made tremendous progress in polio eradication, surmounting all challenges, including inaccessibility, under the leadership of our Prime Minister, and will be with the strongest of political commitment. We are encouraged, and that turnaround has been recognized by recently held Independent Monitoring Board meeting in London and TAG meeting in Islamabad. We recognize that vaccination is the most successful and cost-effective public health intervention in the children against vaccine-preventable diseases. Our vision is to improve the health of the Pakistani children by eliminating and controlling vaccine preventable diseases. It is for the first time that the government of Pakistan, with the technical assistance of the World Bank, has developed single financing mechanism for immunization program, the multi-donor trust fund under National Immunization Support Project. Major reforms have been introduced over the last 2 years in drug regulation with the objective to provide affordable and quality drugs to our people. For the first time in the country's history, barcoding of pharmaceutical has been introduced. It will also boost our industry ability to export products with international compliance. Madam President, the implication of the SDGs on WHO's work is immense. The integrated nature of the Sustainable Development Goals provides an opportunity to pursue a more active role in addressing the various health determinants. At the end, I wish the 70th World Health Assembly great success in its deliberation. Thank you very much.